The detailed demographics of the portrait, which analyzed the population in each of Sonoma County's 99 census tracts for life expectancy, income levels, and educational attainment, as well as numerous health metrics, served as the foundation for the day-long forum. But the event's central message was spelled out in its subtitle, A Call to Action for Latino Health.
People should understand that health is more than just hospitals and doctors and medicine. It really has to do with all of the social, economic, environmental, and educational conditions that surround us and lead to our ability to be productive, well, happy, healthy. That all amounts to health in the end.
Dr. George Flores is a program manager for the California Endowment's Healthy California Prevention Team. As part of his keynote presentation, he detailed the way that myriad stresses, sometimes collectively called the social determinants of health, take a personal and societal toll.
Living under bad circumstances wears on you over time. Stress builds up and creates such difficult physiological circumstances that it can impair your ability to fight off diseases. It wears on your emotional health, so your mental state is impaired. And over time, stress also leads to adverse coping behaviors.
Detailing many of the findings in the portrait, Oscar Chavez, Assistant Director of Sonoma County's Human Services Department, emphasized education, especially the vital importance of preschool, to reduce what he called inequalities at education's starting gate.
Education policy is health policy. Health policy is income policy. They're all intertwined. You cannot address one in isolation, and this is why the portrait provides such a powerful tool for us to look at all of those as part of one equal strategy.
But getting such strategies implemented requires both political will and targeted funding. And Chavez was clear about what's needed to mobilize both.
Voting is very important to improving health and the conditions that we live in. When people don't have skin in the game, when they don't have a stake in their community, they don't have the desire to make it better. I think we have a responsibility to engage, especially our young people who want to be engaged but don't have a platform to take their ideas and their energy. So I think we as adults have that responsibility to create that pathway and those venues for them to act out their democracy.
This need extends far beyond Sonoma County, observed featured speaker Dr. Francisco Gonzalez of Johns Hopkins University. His study of Latino participation in government across the country found it was disproportionately low. Even voter registration lagged widely.
Even among people who have the right to do so, there are still many legal residents, green card holders, who for a variety of reasons do not naturalize. These reasons can be not being fluent in English, very tough initial conditions in the U.S. and not having opportunity to study. That, I think, is the most concerning aspect.
That pattern, he added, is less pronounced in California and parts of Texas, where many Hispanic families have had several generations in which to become deeply assimilated. This was the annual forum's 23rd consecutive year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.